One Man Revolution, Volume 2, Episode Number 1. Oh, yes, my friends. Long live the revolution. 1 year ago today, the revolutionary, that's me, the one man, sat down with a microphone and started talking and creating this podcast. I know it's been a while since y'all have heard me. I know. I get your cards and letters. I know I haven't called. I know I haven't written. I bet you half you people thought I died. No, the revolution continues, and here I am, the revolutionary, marking this auspicious occasion with a brand new look on the One Man Revolution site. Please give me some feedback on that. And a whole new way of looking at things. So sit back, relax, and for those of you who are old-timers when it comes to the revolution, you might want to skip forward a half a minute while I explain to the newbies exactly what we do here. This is a podcast about the revolutionary's life here in beautiful Orlando, sitting in Piney Point Studios, and my one man's view on how to change the world. Now, yes, I get into rhetoric. Yes, I get into problems with the current political system and politics. But I also get into a lot of other fun things. Like now, we are going to start utilizing One Man Revolution and the revolution and the revolution itself as part of the national podcasting system. Many of you probably have heard the Ravenlocks Entertainment, and maybe you have come on over here to check out what the revolutionary has to say. Well, today we were supposed to get together and do a little recording, but I guess Joey fell on some hard times, not feeling too well, because when I kept calling him back, he did not answer my rings. So therefore, I'm going to go ahead and promote exactly what he would have promoted. On Thursday night at the Altamont AMC movie theaters, we are having and putting out Date Movie. And you guys can come right on out there and see a free movie with the revolutionary and Joey Cruz. So feel free to come out there, all courtesy of the National Podcasting System and Ravenlocks Entertainment. That is Thursday, February 16. If you're here in the Orlando area, just drop me an email at onemanrevolution@gmail.com, and we'll make sure we hook you up. Otherwise, go ahead and write in to good old Joey at ravenlocks.com. I think his email address is actually joey@nationalpodcastingsystem.com, and he'll make sure that we have your tickets at the door. So enough of that. In today's top story, as most of you probably already know, yesterday our vice president became the second vice president in history to shoot someone while in office. Vice President Cheney was out quail hunting, if you want to call it quail hunting, in Texas, and he sort of shot the person that he was hunting with. And I know that, you know, everyone laughs about this and everyone thinks it's kind of funny, but, you know, this is just yet another insight into the man who is second in command, a heartbeat away from being the President of the United States. These individuals, along with Dick Cheney, we had what was his name? Whitmer. Let's see. What was his name here? Let's see. Vice President, after he shot and accidentally shot a 78-year-old man. And, you know, this 78-year-old man was Wittenmeyer, Wittinger. This individual is in pretty sad shape. You know, being a being 78, it's very difficult for you know, people of that age to have a, you know, to go through all the surgeries and whatnot. So it's very, very difficult for someone in that case, and he's already had a heart attack and a couple other things. Well, some facts are starting to trickle out and trickle in, and it kind of gives you yet another look into the sloppiness that this is current administration under King George and under Dick Cheney really is. Dick went ahead and got a hunting license, had one of his aides get a hunting license. Of course, he didn't get the upland bird permit, which is just $7 added onto it, and then they turned around and blamed the aide, and they blamed the hunting license agency in Texas. But that's only the tip of the iceberg. The second part of that is that they were car hunting. Now, for those of you who don't understand, I mean, we are down here in the Deep South, so I expect that most of us understand what car hunting is. And car hunting's real simple. You get in a car, you drive around, and when you see game, you get out and shoot it. Well, that's illegal in the state of Texas, and it can apply fines and among other things, the loss of the vehicle and the loss of the hunting equipment and your permit for up to 5 years. So that's yet another one. And they were hunting on the Armstrong Ranch, which is a ranch for quote unquote hunting. It's actually just a place where they release game into the wild after it's been captively raised. And these quail in particular had clipped wings, and the clipped wings were prevented them from flying away. So our top story just keeps getting deeper and deeper, doesn't it? So basically, we have Dick Cheney driving around in the car, driving to a predetermined position, getting out of the car and shooting at birds that couldn't fly away. And when he turns around because his hunting partner has gone to get some quarry, he shoots him because he thinks he's a quail at a distance of 30 yards, approximately 90 feet. Go ahead and check out on the site. I actually hooked up a link to a simulation, a video simulation of what would happen if you did shoot a 28 gauge shotgun at 90 feet at a paper target. The target shows that there are over 200 pellets that enter the target, and it's quite a devastating look. So this individual who got hit probably looks like looks kind of like Swiss cheese as we stand here. So maybe the penetration wasn't that far, but if that guy was any closer, I guarantee you he would have been thrown on the grill along with those quail. All right. So that kind of covers what we have under there as far as our look at Dick Cheney. Now, at the press briefing today, Scott McClellan, this is today, Valentine's Day, 2004, and the man's name is Whittington. He'll be in the hospital for at least another week, is what Scott McClellan said. Today in his speech, and he's of course the White House press secretary. Well, the press secretary started out at noon saying that he didn't have any new information, but CNN and pretty much every other news agency had the information that said that Whittington had a minor heart attack this morning, just before. Or just, at the time that Scott McClellan went on stage. So he, this breaking news, maybe he didn't have any information available on it, but he also said, you're welcome to continue to focus on these issues. I'm moving on. So again, this administration refuses to even acknowledge what kind of information, is happening when the vice president is involved in a negligent shooting. Heck, if Whittington dies, he could be charged with anything from negligent homicide to manslaughter to a whole host of other things. Of course, he can't be tried and convicted until they're out of office come 2008. All right. So that brings us to our first break, and our first break kind of lets the boogie loose.
my eye. Striking streaks across the sky. Looks good, chill to the bone. What a show, but I gotta get home to the lady. My breath says that I'm getting too ahead. I got no time for good loving. A working man like my sister and my cousin. No matter, money gets tight. But I still hit the town tonight. I get so tired, don't you see? It's the same old shit, just a different day. Let the boogie loose. And let the boogie loose. And let the boogie loose today. In any old-fashioned way. Let the boogie loose tonight. In a matter of time, you'll be feeling all right. I shed the light on a brand new day. I stretch my arms to give a sigh. I wash the dust right out of my eyes. I head out, down on the town. No shammy jammy, nothing around. I roll on, just to the shore. All these girls ain't knocking on my doors. No worries, money gets tight. But I still hit the town tonight. I get so tired, what you say? It's the same old shit, just a different day. Let the boogie loose. Let the boogie loose. Let the boogie loose today. In any old fashioned way. Let the boogie loose tonight. In a matter of time, you'll be feeling alright. Feel alright, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was Brain Bucket with Let the Boogie Loose off the Pod Show Music Network at music.podshow.com. I gotta love the assets we have over there. All right, well, that got me kind of in the mood to throw a little bit underneath while I'm talking. Let's see, how about a little bit of some rockabilly instrumental under me here? Here we go. All right, so we'll just throw that up under there. So what are we missing? You know, what is our good old United States government doing behind the scenes, since we have nothing else going on in the news except for this Dick Cheney article? Well, the revolutionary likes to dig, and when the revolutionary likes to dig, he finds little things that are happening out there, and first thing we'll check in on. What's being missed? Well, the rest of the major networks swarm on the other story. Well, FEMA, the good old disaster in action, reported today in the Orlando Sentinel, audit finds FEMA bilked of millions, vast fraud, fraud and waste followed hurricanes. Several investigators testify. All right, and man, there is so much here. We're talking about, you know, we're talking about thousands of people fraudulently collecting money. We're talking about, you know, distributing $5.4 billion to Gulf Coast hurricane victims, and that includes $2.3 million of fast-track payments, $2,000 each family displaced by the storms. You know, that's an amazing amount of money that was given out to people who may or may not have been able to prove, you know, that each person was actually in the storm. You know, so although the full extent of the fraud is unknown, it could reach tens to hundreds of millions of dollars, says the folks over at the Government Accounting Office. Well, they also found out that other waste and fraud is going on, like, gee, I don't know, the Monday the committee leaders, expressed fresh frustration that little seemed to have improved since, well, our Florida hurricanes we had a couple of years back. You know, and when the U.S. Senate Committee on Homeland Security and Government Affairs convenes, they conducted the hurricane investigation. They found that there were real deficiencies across the board. All right, so you have to ask yourself: this is a pay first, ask questions later approach, and that's just been an invitation to, well, the unscrupulous. So we can't continue to clean up this waste and fraud and abuse after disasters. We have to have a better way to prevent it in the first place, and those are very smart words. All right, so there's number one. That's exactly what happened in the news that the general news agencies may have missed while they're focusing on Dick Cheney. An entire group of information about FEMA getting bilked out of millions of dollars. Well, what about Halliburton? Halliburton's been in the news lately. Oh, man, you gotta love that rockabilly in the background. That's by Derek K. Miller. Man, listen to that. You know, and that was a little thing called Meltdown Man, little rockabilly going. I think that was pretty much a good thing to have while we're talking about the Gulf Coast hurricanes. Well, let's see what else I got here. Oh, I got some rubber band banjo. This will be good for under our Halliburton news. It's called Naked Under Leather. There we go. Something nice and smooth. Well, Halliburton news. In Iraq, Halliburton bills us, the U.S. taxpayers, $50 for $5 labor in Iraq. Now, I know that most people out there probably don't look at that as a lot of money, right? I mean, Halliburton making $45 a person, you know, a day on that. But KBR has been questioned constantly about these things. And basically, they take $5 to $16 a day and pay third world laborers in Iraq, but they bill the U.S. between $50 and $80 a day for each laborer. And these are military requisitions. For example, an invoice from a KBR subcontractor shows Washer folders, that's laundry workers, are paid $7 a day, but the requisition to the military for washing uniforms is between $60 and $70 a day. That's roughly a tenfold markup. How can we even deal with fraud? You know, these are two things. First, we have FEMA fraud, and now we have this KBR fraud, which is Halliburton fraud. And as we know, King George and Vice President Gunner Cheney. Oh, I got a new one. We got King George and Gunner Cheney. Oh, my friends, I gotta love it when one of those comes together. So King George and Gunner, you know, they're including, you know, payments to these, you know, companies across the world, you know. Billing the military up to $80 for $5 to $16 labor seems excessive. You know, Halliburton spending meager amounts of overhead and material for third world laborers. For example, South Korean workers are not receiving flak jackets or helmets, even though U.S. workers receive them. Filipino workers are often provided spoiled or leftover food originally given to the Americans. Indian workers told the Post that they are transported on buses with only gauze curtains to hide them from insurgents, while, of course, American contractors came to the country on planes or in convoys with military escorts. So many foreign workers are forced to sleep in tents, while Americans sleep in air-conditioned trailers. All right, so other foreign nationals are saying that KBR and working for KBR was hell. So a lot of testimony is going to come, and there's people that blew the whistle on KBR back in 2004 about overcharges, but currently still nothing is going on. And we're not the only ones being bilked out of it, by the way. The Australian government is also being billed. And another article that was on my HalliburtonWatch.org, a link on the website, says that Halliburton is charging $40 a day for workers, which is like $29 a day, and basically the folks get, you know, approximately or as little as you know, they get paid as approximately $40 a day, whereas any Australian worker would get $15 per hour for the exact same labor. And this isn't coming from someone who's in the liberal media like me. This is coming from Rupert Murdoch, who, of course, owns the American Fox Cable Network, the New York Post, and other notorious pro-corporate and staunchly conservative media outlets. So, this is the guy that hires O'Reilly and Hannity and Potterhertz and all those other fun people. So they're also bilking the Australian government out of money, but the Australian government is turning around and saying, look, we're not going to take it. You guys need to clean up your act or we're going to boot your ass out of the country. Okay, that's an official position. He said, this is Tony Burke, said he's genuinely shocked about the country's system. And he said, skilled migration is meant for filling gaps we aren't prepared for. Instead, it's being used to cut training places and slash wages. So if companies such as Halliburton want to play in Australia, they must learn to play by Aussie rules. You know, where are people like Tony Burke? Okay, where are they? Well, they aren't anywhere because, thanks to the current administration of King George and Gunner Cheney, we have kind of a policy of hands-off Halliburton. All right, so I don't know what else to say about that. Except for, we are all naked under leather, thanks to Rubber Band Banjo. I just love that track. All right, so I'm going to send out a track to Gunner Cheney and good old King George. And what I'm going to send out to them, I think, is Do the Right Thing by Junkstar. Tried so long, won't let it get me down. Oh no. So here we are, One Man Revolution on the National Podcasting System, part of the Piney Point Studios. And here I sit again in beautiful Orlando, Florida, thinking that there's probably only a couple of parting words I can give today. First of all, I want you to go out and look at the Electronic Freedom Foundation, the EFF.org website. Today, or was that yesterday, they released they put out a press release that they said they want us to call our representatives of the House, the ones on the Judiciary Committee, and they want us to get the NSA wiretaps unlocked so that the rest of us can see it. House Resolution 643 is a resolution of inquiry that calls for the Attorney General to hand over to the House of Representatives all documents relating to the warrantless electronic surveillance of telephone conversations and electronic communications of persons in the United States conducted by the National Security Agency. If you're an EFF supporter, Electronic Freedom Foundation supporter, or even like myself, ACLU, American Civil Liberties Union, the strongest thing that we can do is contact our representatives, and especially those of you that have representatives that are key to this committee, and make sure you find out if you are one. Go ahead and give a call and tell them to vote to uncover what's going on in the NSA. And the NSA has growing powers, and they should concern everyone, not just Democrats, not just Republicans, not just liberals, and not just conservatives. We all have a stake in preserving our fundamental freedoms and to balance the power of the executive branch with congressional oversight. So make sure that you become involved in these issues. These are issues that will affect you, and they will affect your family and your family's family on through the generations if we don't get them fixed now. All right, so I will leave you today with that, and I will also leave you with how to get in touch with the One Man Revolution. If you didn't find me via the site, if you found me via our listing in the iTunes directory or in podcasting news or on one of the many, many sites that are out there, we're listed everywhere. We've been around since kind of the dawn of time of podcasting. Being on for 1 year today pretty much gives us here at the One Man Revolution, even though it's just me and now Joey, gives us a big advantage over a lot of the other new and interesting podcasts, because we have staying power. We've been out there for a long time. So go ahead and contact us with your feedback at onemanrevolution@gmail.com, or come ahead and visit here at onemanrevolution.org and post a comment. You can add comments right on our board for everyone to see. And go ahead and join the revolution, because the revolution continues. Revolutions go on and on, where movements start and stop. So I wish everyone well, and I'm going to try and keep the revolution going by doing at least one of these a week over the course. I almost hit that mark last year. We had 50 one-man revolutions. It kind of petered off in October when I got flooded with a lot of work that I had to get done. When I switched over to do the Rodcast podcast, when I went out to the SEMA show out in Las Vegas, and then the Turkey Rod Run in November, just after that. And if you go to, I'll add a link onto the main page to go see the Rodcast podcast that's out there. A lot of good pictures of a lot of different cars. And other things that are finer things in life. So I almost hit that mark last year with 50 podcasts. Hopefully this year I'll hit 52. So much love, and remember that if you just try and make a difference with the people that are around you in your life, then you too are the one man in one man revolution. Peace.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech, or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble, and to petition a government for redress of grievances,